There's another kind of standoff going off in Washington right now, and this involves the Iroquois lacrosse team. Lacrosse is a sacred game to Native Americans. The game originated with them. It was a training for war for the Cherokee. It was the creator's game for many. The Iroquois lacrosse team is one of the best teams in the world, and right now they are trying to get to the international championships, which are in England. Here's the problem. They have tribal passports with them. They've traveled with tribal passports for a very long period of time. They've always used them. But now the U.S. State Department says those tribal passports do not work. They need U.S. passports, and that's caused a problem. Joining us now is the BBC's Nkem Ifejika. Nkem, explain to me why the Iroquois team doesn't have U.S. passports.
Well, it's quite simple, really, Celeste. They've had these passports, which they use, have been issued by the Iroquois Confederacy of about six Indian nations. They've had these for years, and they're low-tech, in fact, partly handwritten. And if you compare those to some of the more modern passports which are used, which some of which even have biometric data, the U.S. State Department says it just doesn't fly.
Well, the State Department and Department of Homeland Security has offered expedited U.S. passports, but the Iroquois team says they don't want them. Why not?
That's simply because it's a nation of national identity. They've used these passports for ages, but apart from that, it's also the fact that they are playing as a sovereign nation. And so if they go to the competitions and people ask them for their passports or for their identity, then they'd have to produce U.S. passports, whereas as far as they're concerned, they're not competing as the U.S. team.
So this is the federal government stepping in and trying to take over something that belongs to their sovereign government.
That's absolutely it, and it's a matter of identity for them. And the thing is, they can't come to the UK because the UK government says, if the US doesn't recognize this document, we can't recognize it either.
So they're stuck. The English will not allow them to come to fly through England on their way to Amsterdam unless they have proof that the US will let them back into America once they're done. And the United States State Department says they can't guarantee that while they're carrying tribal passports.
That's absolutely it. Because what normally happens is sometimes an emergency document or emergency letter is given, but not this time because they've had weeks to prepare for this. And so it's not an emergency, and the State Department says it's not going to provide them with this assurance.
And Kim, the team is running out of time, are they not?
They are running out of time. Their first game is on Thursday. So even if they do make it on time, they'll be pretty jet-lagged.
And have they been able to practice while they're stuck?
They have been practicing in New York City, which is where they are. So, yes, they have been able to practice. But, you know, as you can normally imagine, the weather in New York is so different to the weather here in Britain at the best of times.
Well, one of the things the team has complained about is that they were kind of blindsided. They had no idea that they were going to have this problem when they got to the airport. Has the State Department commented on that?
Well, the State Department has said that, well, they had time to try and sort this out. But they said that these rules have always been there, and this is not necessarily something which they could have planned for.
Well, and yet it is kind of new that the tribal passports aren't working at the airport, and that's really where the issue is. It sounds like this is a standoff that may not end in time for them to compete.
Unfortunately, that's the way it seems.
And Kemi Fejika is a reporter for our partner, the BBC, talking about the Iroquois lacrosse team. They are champions. They are one of the best teams in the world. No surprise, lacrosse is originally a Native American game. They cannot get to the international championships because they can't use their tribal passports at the airport.